Schweitzer Shir Wednesday night. Or L'chav Teshvat. We're doing Shmaitzer Vav. We're up to Perek in Zion. We're going to go over now what the Atzmus Yosef says. And, okay, where does it fit into the Shmaitzer? The Shmaitzer's point was, the Shmaitzer says a Chiddush, that when you hold Tvei or Tvei, he's not going into now Sfeikat Dereis or Sfeikat Rabbon, and he does that at the end of the Perek. But Tvei or Tvei does not follow Chazakah. So he says he has Raya's from Gemara's Lechora, which Gemara and Erevin, that it's B'mokom one Chazaka. So Trey Trey, you don't follow Chazaka. The Lashon is Sveika Drabona, Sveika, or Sveika. Sveika Drabona, Sveika Drabona, Sveika, you don't follow Chazaka. But when there's two Chazakas in the same, with the same Psak, obviously, when there's two, so then you do go Bosa Chazaka. That's his chiddush, the Shmaitzer, and that's what he answers kashas, and that's what he wants to say in the case of the Marit, in the case, right, because you have a cheskas pnuya and a cheskas katnus, all saying she's not mekudeshes to the first guy, and he was arrived from Gemara and Erevin. Vod demash when bidivrei toisus mperek asor yuchsin, the hechad the yeshus ish mimonov shach, oy mishum kedushi avia, oy mishum kedushi dida, Lesbom Shem Cheskos Penuya, the Chayshon, the Kedusha Shnehan, Ayin Sham. Toisus in Kedushin is dealing with a case where the father was Makadishar in the morning and she was Makadish herself in the afternoon. And now she's a Bigeris. And it's the day she's supposed to become a Bigeris.
So what's now, sorry, when did they both take the money?
I don't know. Now, after she was. They know she was a Bigeris at the time of the second Kiddushin. The question is, was she a Bigeris already at the time the father was Mekadusha? And therefore the father's Kiddushin was not Chal, only Hoz was? Or was she still a Naira at the time of the first Kiddushin? You can become a Bigeris in the middle of the day, going, it's Tully and Simonim also, and therefore she's Mekadushas to the first guy. And
I don't know if you noticed, according to the note, the Bika is after the.
It's not Nageyas. Right now it's not Nageyas. Right now it's Nageyas. And we know she was a Bergeris at the time of the second Kiddushin. Yeah, we know that. Hayei Bergeris Lefaneinu, and etc. And as we're going to see, here Cheskas Nairus is not a factor. Because it's the day that she's supposed to change over from Nairus to Bergeris, and she taka changed over. So in talking about this case, you're going to see that there's no talk of the Chazaka of Nairus like there is Cheskas Katnus. Okay. So Tosis asks Akasha, why does the Gemara have to say that she was Makadosh herself? They could have talked about... I said, Tumachol is Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara. So he says, the Gemara could have made a scenario, the father was Makadosh her in the morning, and then she turned and later in the day. We check her and she's a Bigeris. So it could be the same machleg as Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, you go Basahashta or Bigeris Lefanecha, and we assume she was a Bigeris when the father was Makadisha. And according to Shmuel, Lechayshish for the Kedushay Ha'av, Misofik. Because you don't know about before. That's a machleg as Rav and Shmuel anyway. So Tosis answers that if the case would have been that just the father was Mekadosh, so Shmuel would be moide that you're not Choshesh for the Kedushay Ha'av. But Rav holds you're not Choshesh for the Kedushay Ha'av because you assume she's a Bigeris. She was a Bigeris then. Shmuel says that you are Choshesh, but Tosfos says if the case would be only that the father was Mekadosh and now she's a Bigeris, we would go with a Cheskas Penuya. We would go with the Cheskas Penuya. But now that she was Makadosh herself also, so Tosfos Loshon is, so you can't use the Cheskas Penuya anymore, because she's an Eishes Ish. She's either an Eishes Ish because the father was Makadosh her, or she's an Eishes Ish because she was Makadosh herself. So therefore there's no Cheskas Penuya, and therefore Shmuel is Chaylik. So Tosfos ostensibly is saying, so what's the problem that the Shmaitzer would if that's true, if Tosis is Yesod is true, that even though we're talking about two different people and we don't know which one's Chal, so she doesn't have a Cheskos Pnuya anymore when you're talking about the earlier one, since Mimonov Shech right now she's an Eishes. This is what Tosis seems to be saying.
Since right now
Monav Shech she's an Eishes Ish, so she loses the Cheskos Pnuya. That's what it seems like Tosis is saying. I don't know what to call it, because the Shvaitz is going to say it's not true. That's not what Tosis means. So I don't, you know, maybe it's like a Reyosa, a big Reyosa, and Mimonav Shech, you know, it's not true. I don't know. So what? Why can't you say it happened later in the day with the Cheskos? I don't know. That's what Tosis seems to be saying, and therefore it affects the Shvaitz's case, Maritz case. It was the Maritz case. The Shvaitz wants to use a Cheskos Pnuya to have two Chazakas. He's talking halacha lemaisa. So he wants a pasuk in the Maritz case that she's not mukadeshus to the first one for sure, because there's a Cheskos Pnuya, even though it's trey, but there's a Cheskos Pnuya and a Cheskos Ktana. So there's no Cheskos Pnuya according to Tosfos in Kiddush. Of course, there's one of Shech. She's mukadeshus to the second guy. Right? She's mukadeshus. Right. Now you know she's a Gedoyla. No. What's the case of the father was Mekadosh, and she was Mekadosh herself to someone else. And now you know she's a Gedoyla. You don't know what she was when she was Mekadosh to the first one. Yeah. Okay. There's no father. When she was Mekadosh herself to the first one, maybe she was a Ketana, and it's nothing.
The Maritz case.
It turns out this Trey what she was by the first Kiddushin. There's no father in the picture. She was Mekadosh herself to Reuven, she was Mekadosh herself to Shimon, and now she's a Gedola, and we don't know what she was by the first one. So it's Trey and it's Trey. Mm-hmm. So Shemaitis says there's two Chazakas, Cheskos Pnuya and Cheskos Ketana. She says, L'chor, there's no Cheskos Pnuya. She's an Eishes Ish now for sure. So the Shmaitza says that's not Pshat and Toysis. For a cause of Agoin, and it's not some sort of horrible, terrible Reyusa, and therefore, for some reason, we can't use the Chazok anymore, even for a few hours earlier, because we know for sure that it changed. It's not Pshat and Toysis. For a cause of Agoin, Balatzmos Yosef, Shom. The Ein Lilmo Midivrayim Leishish in Iskacha Kedushi Sofek Dachikach Kedushi Vaday Ayin Shom. That's all the Shmaitzer brings down. But we'll explain what the Atzmos Yosef says. Wait, let's just finish up one more sentence. V'mkein Cheskos Pnuya Chazokim Al Yehi Uvetar Techazokim Ari Sadi. So he's Kamoshik Asafti. In other words, we'll jump to the bottom line of the Atzmos Yosef. If Tosfos means what you think he means, what he seems to be saying, then in the following scenario, a woman gets Kedushay Safek, a woman in Mekadosh Kedushay Safek. Mamash our case, like that's the Maritz case. As the Yosef talks about such a case. If you're going to learn in Tosfos the way Tosfos seems to be learning, what Tosfos seems to be saying, that if a woman is Mekadosh Kedushay Safek, and then she accepts Kedushay Vadai, right? So there's no Cheskos Pnuya. Right? So there's no Cheskos Pnuya. That's it. Ein lomo midivrehem le'isha sh'niskacha kedushay sofek v'chakach kedushay vaday. Certainly there is a Cheskos Pnuya. Certainly there is a Cheskos Pnuya, and you say she's not, and that's Maritz case. Of course there's a Cheskos Pnuya by the first kedushin, and the second kedushin is kedushay vaday. Oh, so what does Tosfos mean? Okay, let me get back into it. I went through that. It's really a very simple point. What's the case over there? The father was Mekadoshar in the morning, and what mitigates against the father's Kiddushin being Chal is the Cheskos Pnuya. Right? It's a Sofek. He made a Sofek Kiddushin. What mitigates against it is the Cheskos Pnuya. No, no, I told you don't. That's not. No, the reason the father's condition is no good. What? Right. Was she a Bigaris by the father?
No.
Right. And so that's the suffix there. Wait. And by her own kiddushin later, the suffix was maybe she wasn't a Bigaris by the father, and therefore the father's kiddushin is good. Right? There's two sfeikas here. The first kiddushin is a suffix. Maybe she was a Bigaris. We're taking it slow. Don't jump to the. What's the scenario? What's the case? If there's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel, you have the father's kiddushin, where there's a suffix, was she a Bigaris or not? And you have her kiddushin, where the suffix is, maybe she was a Naira in the morning, and she's already Mekudeshet to someone else. That's the suffix. What?
Yeah. Same suffix. Her kiddushin works. And the father's kiddushin depends on what.
It's different stuff. Right. Was she a Bigaris? The father's kiddushin is not chal, and the second kiddushin, when you're looking at the father's kiddushin, the suffix is maybe she's a Bigaris. Maybe it's why you masupik, why isn't it chal? What's your suffix? Yes. Father's Makadish's daughter. Yes. What's your suffix? Well, maybe she was a Bigaris. Yes. You're looking at her kiddushin, she was Makadish's, why shouldn't it be good? Well, maybe she was a Naira.
When the
father's Makadish, right? Okay. If you would look at each suffix independently, meaning forget the second case, l'chora you could use cheskas pnuya to be patient each suffix. If a man's makadish's daughter and you have a suffix, maybe she's a bagaris, so you have a cheskas pnuya. If a woman's makadish herself and you have a suffix, maybe, if a woman makadosh herself, is she mekudeshes or not? See, this is what Tosfos is saying. He's saying, Tosfos is coming to, that's what Tosfos learned, that Tosfos is coming La'afuke, that to say that she has a cheskas pnuya, and in each suffix you're going to be patient that the kedushin was not chal. You're going to be patient each suffix that the kedushin wasn't chal because of a cheskas pnuya. Because when you look at each suffix, is this kedushin chal? You say suffix pnuya. So Tosfos is saying you can't do that because bimonavshach she's not a pnuya. That you know for sure. You can't have a cheskas pnuya to say that she's. You can't. Let's say by shnei shvilim. Taka hakam by shnei shvilim, you do it. By shnei shvilim, you do it. Come to think of it, right? You know mimonoshach the person's tamei. No. By one person, you taka don't say it. By two people separately. So each one, you say cheskas tyra, right? Even though you know for sure one's Tamei, but so what? Each one has a cheskas. Now let's say one person would walk in both shvilim. And you say, is he Tamei from the first shvil? Cheskas Taira. Is he Tamei from the second shvil? Cheskas Taira. Can you say that? No. Because you know for sure he's Tamei because he walked in both shvilim. That's all Tosfos is saying, says Tosfos Yosef. You can't use a cheskas pnuya for each suffix because that's like I'm saying this now. That's like one person walking in both shvilim, and you want to use a cheskas pnuya on a cheskas taira on each shvil. That you can't do because you know he's tamei. You know the person's tamei. So was he tamei from 2 o'clock cheskas taira? Did he become tamei at 5 o'clock? Cheskas Taira. Come to me at 5 o'clock. Cheskas Taira. You can't do that if Mimonav Shachis Tomei. So you know the Chazaka is inapplicable. So here too, you know for sure she's Mekudeshes because someone's condition was Chal. So you can't use Cheskas Pnuya that she could walk away scot free. I don't know why. let me tell you what Shver with Atzmus Yosef is. If that's what's, I'll tell you what Shver with Atzmus Yosef. If that's what Tosis is coming la'afuke, first of all, he's for sure right because of what you said. Like, but no, because what we all are thinking. Why in the world can't you use a Cheskos Pnuya for something that took place at 10 in the morning just because a monoshach developed at 5 in the afternoon? So why? So what? So what's wrong with a Cheskos Pnuya?
Be a week later also.
So he's saying his chat. But what's funny is because if that's what Tosis is coming lafuke, there's a much better reason why you can't say a Cheskos Pnuya on both Sveikas. Because the only reason the second Kiddushin wouldn't be chal is if the first one was. It's much stronger than Shnei Shvilin. In Shnei Shvilin, you could say you can't use a chazaka because Monavshach, the person, is Tomei. Right? But here, the only reason why she wouldn't be Mekudeshes to the second guy is because she's Mekudeshes to the first. So it's not even, you don't really have two Sveikas. You don't really have two Sveikas, because you have the first Kiddushin is a Safek, and the second Kiddushin is only a Safek if the first Kiddushin is good. So how can you go Paskin, both Kiddushins are no good? It's absurd. I don't know the terrors. But that's maybe that's what Tosis is saying. No! Mashen came! Again, that's what Tosis says. All Tosis is saying is that you can't use Cheskos Pnuya for two Sveikas, not as if it would be one person walking into Shvili. What Tosis is saying is that you can't use a Chazaka for two Sveikas if Mimonavshach, you know the Chazaka is not true. Tosis is coming Lafuke, you can't apply Cheskos Pnuya to both Sveikas.
I don't understand how we don't stop time in the middle though. She finished the first Safek Kiddusha, and now we're passing it up. And now we say, okay, she had a Cheskos Pnuya, it was a Safek Kiddusha, and she's Pnuya. Now it's done, it's not relevant anymore to the second act. And now she's...
So long as you're Safek on
the second act. And then she's married. I'm saying, I don't know, why she's
coming. Because you know the father was Mekadosh in the morning, and maybe she was a Ketana. You know that.
Yeah, but we passed him that it was a Safek, so she's Pnuya. That's how every Safek works. We pass it up, and then there's no more Safek.
Maybe it's because it's the 12 and a half day.
Maybe because we didn't clear about the fathers until after the second. So it wasn't the Paskin yet.
Well, what's the thing with the day?
And now we're coming to Paskin both. You know, if a person walks through. And if a person walks through one Shvil, and then he goes to Besdin and they Paskin his Torah. And then he goes to the other Shvil. No. They already passed it. Maybe they. So maybe here also. Maybe that's what Tosis is saying. But that's why you can't say Cheskos Pnuya on both. I still think. How can you even apply Cheskos Pnuya to the second Safek?
And we know for sure.
If the only way to the Cheskos Pnuya is if. The only way she's not Mekudeshes to the second one is if she's Mekudeshes to the first. But anyway, that's what Atzmus Yosef is saying. That's what Tosis is coming to say. Mashenkin, if you have a Safek Kiddushin followed by a Vadai Kiddushin, so you could certainly say Cheskos Pnuya to the first Kiddushin. Tosis is not saying that if Mimonavshach she's Mekudeshes.
Well, what do you mean Safek followed by Vada in that case?
What?
In the case of the Safek Kiddushin followed by Vada Kiddushin.
So there's no reason.
Why is the second one a Vada Kiddushin?
That's the case.
No, the first one, the two is Kashmir created.
But that's the point. The second one is a Vada Kiddushin.
Well, what do you mean? Meaning what? Technically?
Oh, wait, so why isn't this case. Wait. Let me look at that situation again. Because why isn't this a case of. Because maybe she was a Naira in the morning. Maybe she was a Naira in the morning. You know the father was Makat. Right! Because it's Kashur in the first one. There's a Safek, because maybe she was a Naira in the morning. Safek Kedushin means someone was a Chvei Zorik, a Kedushin, Safek Karav Law. That happened in the morning. And in the afternoon, she was makabel kedushim from someone. So why don't you say it's a suffek? Because maybe she's mekudeshes to the first guy. Wait a second.
That's how we always understood that case. That's how we understood Rabbi Shmuel. That the second suffek was really just dependent on the first suffek.
Yeah. So the Maritz case, why, let's think, is the Maritz case different? What did that Tzvi Yosef say? He says, if a woman's Mekudesh is a Sofek Kiddushin, and then she gets Kiddushin Vadai, how could you ever have Kiddushin Vadai? So if the first Kiddushin is a Kiddushin, so then that Tzvi Sofek, maybe she's Mekudesh to the first guy. Right? Good, but you don't have a tzad to use cheskas. But you don't have a tzad to use cheskas panuya. You don't have a tzad to use cheskas panuya. Why? Because she's vaday mekudeshes. Because there was a regular kedusha to the second guy. But in the Maritz case, there was also a regular kedusha to the second guy. But nevertheless, you must submit with maybe she's mekudeshes to the first guy. Back to not understanding the Mufi Yosef.
Yeah, in the Maritz case, the second Kedushin is a Vada Kedushin. Mitzad Atzmo is a Vada Kedushin. The whole Sofik is only from the first Kedushin.
Yeah, but in any case, but the second says Taisa doesn't apply. We have a Sofik Kedushin and then a Vada Kedushin.
Yes, and the second Kedushin has to also be a Sofik.
That's
what Yosef seems to be saying. That
is there a difference between the Maritz and the case in Kedushin?
Well,
the Torah in both cases, the suffix of the second Kiddushin is maybe the first Kiddushin was Chal. In both cases, the suffix of the second Kiddushin.
In the Tosfos case, the second Kiddushin really is a suffix on its own somehow.
Right. The Jezebel is constructing. Maybe she was a Naira at the time. Maybe she was a Naira before. So maybe this Kiddushin wasn't Chal. No. At time of the first Kiddush. Maybe she was a Naira at the time of the first Kiddush. This she would just have been Mekudeshes by the father. Kivli Gilmei Macheskes Pnuyo Leitia Mekudeshes Vikilmei Rebegeres Lefaneinu. Menira Devadei Apshidu Devachaluka Hazos. Arbegeris Lefanenu says Hakidushin should be Chal. No, Arbegeris Lefanenu means Hakidushin should be Chal. Because that means we assume that she was a Begeris before too. Right. Becheskas Pnuya Mechayev Taloye Utoifsim Ba Hakidushin Shalom.
The second one.
Meim Dvorim Soisrim. Venera the Valley of Pshidus of the Mugudeshus.
Why did the Tosus ask the Kashmir in the second
stage? The Kain Hocha Gabi Kitchat, so keep the Kacheskas, New York. Lo noma harei begeres lefaneinu. Even the chazaka the pnuya. Lo noma harei begeres lefaneinu. Begeres lefaneinu says the second kedushin. Hashtag who the bogger me coronara hoiso. Nimshuk is now kaponim lahabi kedusha dido haika the lakitcha via kedusha. La kedusha via.
No, I know, but this isn't. It's supposed to be perish. Just a little.
Zeh omru atoyses avalata shekitcha fiatzma leka chazoka b'tnuya. The mimanu shechivu kedushas. Oni kedusha didor. Oni tzad kedusha yavira. What you came is I'm there who the lekel upme acheskes b'tnuya b'tnuya teres. If he's an angel, maybe the very end, maybe the subject of the Kedusha Isha.
How can there be a subject in the second Kedusha? Gee, Makai's yourself.
If there's a subject in the first Kedusha, okay. There's always a subject in the second Kedusha.
But if it's not,
maybe the first Kedusha is Chal.
It sounds like you're saying independently in the second one there could be a subject.
No.
It sounds like you're saying independently in the
second case of the marriage, is there an independent subject in the second Kedusha?
No. Of course not.
So then.
No, I know.
The whole Schmeitzer's point is that according to the Mukhi Yosef, there is a Cheskas Pnuya in the first Kedusha.
Right. That's what. Right. There's a Cheskas Pnuya in the first.
No. In the marriage, all we're clearing about is the. All we're clearing about is the first Kiddush. Right? what we're clarifying about is the first kedusha, Merit's case. Second kedusha is good. We're clarifying maybe it is the first kedusha. So we say cheskas pluy. Shengin by the Begeres, in the case of kedushin. Why don't you say the same thing? Shengin by Begeres, in the case of the first kedushin. Begeres, in the case of the first kedushin. Shengin by Begeres. So good. The only time it's no good is because maybe she was a naira. Okay, what do you want me to look at?
No, just so he can, in the note there, yeah. It just says the case is she married, the father marries her in the morning, she marries herself.
Well, the case in Kedusha.
In Kedusha.
Yeah, the father married her off in the morning.
She married herself in the afternoon, and right after that, before the end of the day, we check and find some money.
So we don't know she was a Bulgarian at the time of the second Kedusha.
Well, if Bulgarian was a Veneno, she's 12 and a half, and we found this. But the Maya said, we don't know. We did not see this money before the second Kedusha.
You want to say the second Kedusha is also a suffix on its own, because you don't go to Bulgarian.
Some degree.
Wait, what daf is this stuff?
It seems to say.
Oh, wow.
The fine test.
I know.
What daf is this? Oh, here it is. Okay.
The Kedusha, I test. I'm at all.
Itmar Kitchavia. What we have a tzad that she was not a Bagaris.
She's not a Bagaris now, she wasn't a Bagaris in the morning. She's been married for 12 hours already.
There's a real possibility she's not married to either of them. As opposed to how we're understanding it now, where because if she only became a Bulgaris after the second Kiddushin, then neither one would have been Tophis.
No,
the first one.
Oh, the father. No, in the case where she married, only if she married herself off both times, it would. Right. Yeah.
Right. So the first. Well, let's assume that for a second. So the Masupik, maybe the father's Kiddushin is a Kiddushin. Because maybe she was a naira then, and yeah, so you have a cheskas penuya, maybe it's a cheskas penuya. Then you have a suffix. Maybe the second one,
your equal space.
Right, maybe the second
one,
maybe by
the
second one she's a naira. Because the reason the second kedusha might not be typhus is not because the first kedusha was typhus.
It's much more like she's feeling.
It has its own suffix. Maybe she was naira then also.
Yeah,
Terence says, we say, so why don't you say cheskas pnuya to both? That's Tyson's. That's what Tyson says.
Okay, let's work with this issue.
Really feeling,
right. No, so it's very good. So that's what Tyson says. So Tyson's saying in that case, you can't you have two independent sphakas. Okay, so let's play. You're right. Al Korchach, the case is not that we knew for sure she was a Megaris by the second Kiddushin, because that's what Seishim says. I thought of the case, made a mistake apparently, the Gemara is not clear either way. Now it's clear that the Gemara means Arei Bergeris Lefaneinu now, after the Kiddushin. But you don't know about the time of the Kiddushin. So that's why the suffix of the second Kiddushin is not only because there was a first Kiddushin. It's not only because there was a first Kiddushin, but it's an independent suffix. So now Tosfos is bothered by, why don't you use, so why Manav Shachashim Kedeshes?
Why Manav
Shachashim
Kedeshes?
Because
it,
oh,
she was a Naira, she was the first one.
If she was
and
a
Bulgaris, then it's the second one.
The second one.
Ah, so that's why there's a Manav Shachashim.
She's sure married, we just don't know.
No, there's two independent sphakas.
The difference between Shnei Shvilin.
Oh, but now I see Tosfos half of me. I mean, there's two independent sphakas. So Tosfos is bothered by, says the Nemukhi Yosef, why can't you use Cheskas Pnuya for both, for each one? Teres is because Manavshach. If she's a Naira by the second one, if the Cheskas Pnuya tells you she's a Naira by the second one, then she's Mugadeshus to the first. And if the Cheskas Pnuya by the first tells you she was a Begeris by the first, then she's Mugadeshus to the second. So Manavshach, she's Mugadeshus. So you can't use two. So it's not like Shnei Shvi'im.
Isn't the difference
here? It's two Stira Dika Cheskas Pnuyos. There's two. There's a Cheskas Pnuyos. No,
we have one Tame, one Tame.
Stira in different ways. The Shnei Shvi'im is Stam Amonoshav. Here, the Cheskas Pnuyos of the morning tells you she's Mekudeshes in the afternoon. And the Cheskas Pnuyos in the afternoon tells you she was Mekudeshes in the morning.
Are you using the Cheskas Pnuyos for another case? I don't think that's what
it is. You can't use the Cheskas Pnuyos when each one makes homo kudeshes.
No, I don't think we're using the Cheskas Pnuyos for the other suffix. That's only for
that's what Jason's kasha is. Why don't you use the Cheskas Pnuyos on each kiddushin? That's what he's saying, Toizan. Why don't you use it? You have two independent states.
It just sounds like a straight Mimonov
shop. Right, that's what he is, a Mimonov shop, but it's not like Shnei Shvi'im. Shnei Shvi'im is, you know, he's Tomei.
Because
so you can't use a Cheskas Taira, but here it's deeper. Here, each Cheskas Pnuya tells you that she's Mekudeshes to the other guy. The Cheskas Pnuya of the first Kiddushin tells you she's Mekudeshes to the second guy. It says she was a Boigeris then.
Oh,
and the Cheskas Pnuya of the second one tells you she was Mekudeshes to the first.
How does that work?
How? If she has a Cheskas Pnuya.
Because the Cheskas Pnuya of the second one says she's a Naira. So she's a Naira, so she was a Naira this morning. The father's condition was sound. Each Cheskas. No, but it leads you to a certain conclusion. The Cheskas Pnuya of the morning tells you she was a Boigeris. So the second one's good.
Right.
The Cheskas Pnuyos of the afternoon tells her she's a Naira, and therefore the first one's good. So you can't possibly use a Cheskas Pnuyos on both. That's what Tyson says. Oh, that's according to Atzus Yosef. Mashenkin, when the reason of the second one, that is not gonna, when the subject of the second one is only because maybe the first one was Chal, so no problem. So you have a Cheskas Pnuyos, and you say the second one's Chal. That's all. That's it, Yishikayach. So, again, the Gemara doesn't mean we know for sure she was a Begeris by the second one. The Gemara means we don't know for sure. Begeris Lefanein. So maybe she was a Naira. But if she was a Naira, she was a Begeris in the morning. The only touch is not Begeris in the morning is if she was a Begeris in the morning. So, all Tyson says the Atzmus Yosef, Tyson is only addressing the issue in this case. We have two independent fakers. Each one you could theoretically use Cheskas Pnuyos for. So Tyson says you can't, because that's a stira. Each Cheskas Pnuyos leads you in a different direction. Each Cheskas Pnuyos says she's an Eishes Ish. Cheskas Pnuyos of the afternoon says she's an Eishes Ish from the morning. And the Cheskas Pnuyos of the morning says she's an Eishes Ish from the afternoon. So she can't, obviously she can't walk away scot-free. Mashenkin says in Atzmus Yosef, without talking about the Marit, but that's beautifully the Marit's case. If you have a Sofik Kiddushin, then you have a Vadei Kiddushin. And your only Sofik is maybe the Sofik Kiddushin was a Kiddushin, so then why can you use Cheskas Pnuyos on the first Kiddushin? Good, Yeshikayach.
No Pony Express.
Just go ahead, Sean.
It
was just there. You saw it. You just brought it up. It made the whole thing work.
Sean, my new location.